here's one of my favorite bands. Oh my God, these guys are just so good. Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils on Coral FM. Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils, Without You, from their self-titled CD, Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils. These guys, they are just number one on college radio, number one on Reverb Nation. They have a huge, massive tour planned, and they kind of take the roots, the deep roots of music, and they blend it into a modern sound. They do it through jazz, through a little bit of reggae, through a little bit of soul, through blues. Irene, the lead singer, has studied with some of the most, most noteworthy vocal instructors in North America. And the band has played with members of the Downtown Blues Band, John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen, Dr. John, Jeff Healey's Blues Band, and Jazz Wizards. And the next album has three very special guests. So I'm going to let Drew take it away here. This is an interview with Drew Austin, the fabulous part of the fabulous Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils on Coral FM.
I just wanted to talk to you guys about, well, I know you're going to be in the middle of a huge tour, but I guess the most important thing is that you're playing the Blues Summit is coming up.
Yes, the Blues Summit.
So what is that? And is this your first time at the Blues Summit?
It is our first time at the Blues Summit.
Okay.
The Blues Summit is it's like Canada's largest showcase of Canadian talent, and it happens every 2 or 3 years, so okay. It is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
And it's a three or four day event. They have basically workshops and clinics and lectures, and then obviously several live performances, or I guess you can say showcases.
Yeah.
So it's a really fun packed weekend.
How did you get in?
I think you have to be selected.
Okay.
Not really sure what the process is.
Okay.
But,
okay. Yeah. Well, you guys are being selected everywhere because I noticed, like, right now you're the featured band on Reverbination. So have you, and I went there, have you had people asking you questions? Because there's a place where people can ask questions to the band. Have you noticed that at all?
Yeah. I mean, we're starting to get a lot of emails on a daily basis, which is great. It definitely takes a lot more time out of your day, but it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys are, you know, you're so talented. And I guess, what is it, like 50% of the sales there, they go to the Fender Music Foundation? Is that right?
Yeah, right now, basically a portion of the sales of all the tracks on Reverb Nation are going towards charity.
Okay. And then if you go to it, there's that little link on YouTube, and if you go to it and make a comment, then that helps you guys, right? Like there's kind of a prize you can win?
We, right now, for the month of January, we're part of this PAVI talent surge, and people go to Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils on YouTube, and they search our track, Without You. We basically have the great opportunity of winning 2 days in the recording studio, and a music video, if we're selected through a combination of three things. One, the amount of people who visit the song on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Two, the amount of positive comments. And three, a judging panel. So if we make it through all three of those rounds, hopefully we'll have a great music video to share with all of our friends and family and fans.
I have a feeling that's going to happen for you. And then you're actually you're in the middle of a massive tour, which I'm going to get to, or about to embark on one. But this is bringing you back to the Boathouse on January 25th, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then there's another big deal for you guys, and that's the Road to Memphis Challenge, February 2nd. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Yeah. Basically, today, we fly up the legendary Ike Stubblefield on organ and the amazing Cornell Williams on bass from the deep south to be with us for 2 weeks on a January tour.
Wow.
And it's going to be to promote our new album.
Yes.
So they're going to be in the studio with us. And that pretty much kicks off the tour. And we are going to Memphis, I think, January 29th. And that is to represent Canada in the Loyal Fellowship Blues Society.
Yeah.
At the International Blues Competition. So we're really excited and nervous at the same time.
Well, that's amazing because you were selected for that too. So 2013 is like a major year for you guys. And then I know you're working on a new album, and I know that you've got three really amazing musicians on it, which two of them you've just mentioned. Can you
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about the album? I already know, but I want listeners to know.
The album is going to be a combination of, I guess you can say, blues, funk, R&B. It's definitely, we have a hard time, you know, just playing, I guess,
one genre,
if you
want to
label it one genre, but yeah. There's a lot of really great tracks. It's all original tracks, and we are going to feature a couple of special guests, but we've been doing some pre-production, and we're really, really excited. I've never went to bed really late like I did last night at 4 a.m. coming home from a gig, and getting up at 7 or 8 in the morning and being so excited. So, I'm half zombie, but half excited.
So the title of the new album is?
We don't have a title yet.
Okay. You have a couple working titles, I guess.
I think we're going to call it Lake of Fire.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
yeah.
And then you guys are playing 150 150 plus dates?
Correct,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be doing over 150 shows this year.
Which takes you, it takes you right across, like you're going to be around here, then you're going out west, and you're going out east, and then you're going down to the States as well. Is that right?
Yes. So we have a March U.S. tour, and then April and May, we go right across Canada.
Well, that's incredible. Well, you guys are so hot, and you have such a great sound. And like I said, the album, this album, Iron Taurus, is one of the best. I thought it was one of the best albums, one of my favorite CDs, actually, of 2012. Just to give people an idea, some of the people that play with you, do you have Brownwin with you for the tour?
No. Basically, most of our shows have been just the regular five-piece, which is Rob Christian on keys and sax.
Yeah.
And Jesse Boxo-Marowitz on bass, Josh Pichet on guitar, and Irene, and that's and obviously myself on drums, and that's the regular Sugar Devil lineup. Brown Man was our featured guest for
the last tour,
which was amazing, and I do wish we can afford to tour as a six piece. We also do have our tour manager Christine,
right,
and our current tour vehicle is limited to six people. but we definitely loved having Brown Man in the group, and we do look forward to having Ike and Cornell as our special guests for January's tour. But most of our shows will be the five piece, which we feel very strongly about from an intimate level in terms of performance.
And you're also, are you at the Blues Fest in 2013?
We can't say 100% right now, but there is rumors, and we definitely are looking forward to that. So at our show on the January 25th, we will definitely be talking to the one and only Claude, who will give us a heads up if that's going to happen. So
okay, and I just have another. I have one last question. Did you guys play Coca yet?
We didn't play Coca. We're hoping to play the Coca is the Canadian campus. I think it's the Canadian Campus Association. It's the largest showcase for all
new
the talent buyers.
Yeah.
For colleges and universities in Canada.
Yep.
And so we really are looking forward to hopefully being selected for that for their annual. I think you would call it there's a national one.
Yes.
And there's a Canadian one.
Yeah.
I think that's held in Halifax this year, so we're really hoping to go back to Halifax because that'll be our second time in 2 months being out there, and it's so beautiful out there. So we're hoping to go back.
I know. Can you? I'm sure you'll be selected. For your next CD, do you have a producer, or are you guys producing it yourselves?
We do. We have the incredible Matthew Dross, who will be producing and engineering it, and it's kind of nerve-wracking to be in the studio with that kind of caliber of artist, you know.
Who has Matthew worked with? I have to know.
The lineup is pretty long. Pretty much like almost every genre of the Who's Who in international artists. He was pretty much based out of Nashville for a while, and then Atlanta. And now he really just goes back and forth between Toronto and New York. But I'll see if I can find a list. I don't have it on me right now, but he's an absolute delight to work.
I can find it too. You're kind of the linchpin to this band. When I think about it, you started at a young age, and you've played with some amazing people yourself. So, when you're on the road, are you still learning from different musicians? Is there a musician that's really you're really kind of really really excited about right now that you haven't played that you've just met or that you've just met maybe played with?
Well, we're all very very nervous yet very anxious to play with, of course, the Grammy Award winning organ legend Ike Stubblefield.
Yeah, because he's played with everybody. Holy
mackerel. His recording career has spanned well over 40 years, and I mean, I think he's toured and recorded with Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, George Benson, Argentina, The Temptations, Derek Trucks, CeeLo Green.
Yeah, so
on the last Grammy Award winning album with CeeLo Green.
This is huge. Did you meet these guys down in New Orleans when you were there?
Yes, absolutely. Cornell, we know from The Absolute Monster Gentleman.
Right.
Which is a group that plays with John Cleary.
Yeah.
And Cornell is just one of the most badass bass players we've ever seen, and he's also the most humble, nicest person you've ever met, and we're so thrilled to be having him on this album and touring with him for 2 weeks. We're going to be really sad to let him go after, and Ike we saw at the jazz festival down there,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing with it was his own group, and he had Grant Green Jr. and a good friend of mine, Terrence Higgins, on drums.
Yep.
He's also been touring with Warren Haynes and 30 Dozen Brass Band and John Cleary as well. So just a killer player. I've never seen footwork from any other organ player. His footwork is absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm gonna let you go because I know you've had a late night, and I can hardly wait to see you guys at the Boathouse. And I'm gonna make a prediction now that 2013 is going to be your year. Like, you guys are just.
Thank you.
What they used to say about the Beatles, headed to the toppermost of the poppermost, for sure. You just got a kick-ass sound, and it's great. And I wish you all the best, because I know you got a really busy time coming up. And I will see you on the 25th at the Boathouse.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us. I do recommend trying to get some tickets in advance. I don't think the show's sold out yet. But I do know it's pretty full already. So if anybody is interested, especially to see Ike alone, as I am,
yeah.
I do recommend maybe calling them in advance and trying to get some tickets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll let you go. I'll let you go, Drew.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Irene Torres of the Sugar Devils on Coral FM.
Got no bread, ain't got no water. I'm trapped at his command. I try to hide, but can I lie? You see, I miss a man. So I'm a prisoner. He keep me prisoner, prisoner. He make a criminal, criminal to be in love. mother at times. And just light it. I know home labor, baby. Don't be cross. Despite what you heard, you still king of the block. Yeah, they would talk about me in a cow, but I can't say as of yet I ain't been good. You're about to get free, real man. You're the meanest man that I ever had. I tried to stop with the flirting, but I think that his loving was worth it. My senses departed. I know home labor, baby. Don't be cross about what you heard. You're still king of the block. Everyone would talk about me in his town, but I can't say as of yet I ain't been good. Hey!
That was Ike Stubblefield. That is the organist that is going to be touring with Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils. So that's that is huge. That was Ike Stubblefield and some friends from Hendershaw's down in Georgia during his residency down there and playing a tune called Sissy Strut. So, and before that, a wee chat with the very, very tired and very, very gracious Drew Austin from Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils. I guess they've been rehearsing a lot, and he was up till 4 in the morning, and so it was really nice for him to do that interview so early this morning. And so, and as Drew mentioned, they have lots of things coming up, and a killer album coming out with all three featured guests, Ike Stubblefield and Cornell Williams and Johnny Sansone, I believe, as well. He's a New Orleans artist. He's a harmonica player. They met, I know that John Cleary, I think they haven't worked with John Cleary, but all these connections are from New Orleans and all Drew's great links in the music industry as a fabulous drummer and percussionist. And just to let you know, the lineup usually for Irene is, of course, Irene on vocals, and she's amazing. She's got a fabulous voice, and she's sexy and intelligent and sultry, and she's they're multi-genre music. That's what they are, multi-genre. They don't have one genre music. They have all their sort of roots music with a modern sound, which I think is great. So Irene's on vocals, and Drew Austin, of course, is on drums, and Josh Yoshi Peach is on guitar and bass, and then Rob Christian is on keys and sax, and man, is he ever great. And then Jesse Dishi is on a bass, so that's the five, and then they bring in special guests. So that is awesome. Again, Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils are coming to the Boathouse January 25th on a Friday night. So if you want to go, you should check it out, because I think it's going to sell out. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM on Sound FM. It's around 5 o'clock. And 5:30, I have some cast and crew members coming in from KWLT's Macbeth,